talking to Terry Shackelford of Columbia, Missouri, about Missouri's unclaimed property. What brings you here? Do you have your eye on anything in particular?
Yeah, my wife likes jewelry, so I like to look at the jewelry. Sometimes, like 4 years ago, I bought a bag, had seven rings in it, and one of them wasn't marked, but it was platinum. But I had to pay $700 for it. So that's a reason to bargain.
Now, did you keep all those, or did you sell any of those off?
I think I kept all of them.
Okay. So do you have your eye on the jewelry again this time?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
The coins. That'll be on Tuesday.
So do you come to these unclaimed property auctions much?
This one, about every time they have it, I come. I've been to about six of them. Last time they had a 13S Barber quarter, and it went for $1,500 for that one. But in that set, I only need three of them, and that's one of them, but I didn't get it.
So is there anything in particular that you have your eye on for this particular auction?
Not really. We just came about a half hour ago, and we just were looking around. There's a Figaro chain. It was sterling. It's marked 925. But I got my magnet with me, and it drawed to the magnet. It shouldn't do that. But it wasn't real tight. If it went cheap, it wouldn't be bad. But every necklace you see like that is always sterling. But it depends on where they made it at.
So what's been, of all the things that you've gotten at this auction, you talked about your wife and getting that seven. Yeah. Would that be your most memorable, your best buy? Talk to me a little bit about those.
One time they had a ring, and she has one like it already, and it's like a engagement ring in the middle of a swirl. And this one they sold, it went the other way around, so I got that for her. Mm. So now she has two of them that kind of look alike.
Yeah, okay. Well, lucky lady.
Yeah, she wanted this solitaire ring. And, she said, I want that. And I ran it up to $900, but I didn't buy it. And then I got home, and she says, hey, where's that ring at? I want it. And I didn't get it.
Yeah. You just never know how it's going to turn out, right?
No.
So do you sit here all day, both days, or what do you do?
Well, tomorrow I'll be here all day.
Yeah?
But then on the coins, there'll be certain ones, and I'll just do half a day probably.
Gosh, that's patience.
Yeah. It's in the book. You could leave for a couple hours and come back and figure out. I think they got 1,800 lots tomorrow, and I think that'll be till 4 o'clock at least.
You going to bid on that $1,000 or the $500 bill?
I went to Jeff City one time, and they had two $1,000 bills. They brought $1,345 apiece. And the 500 will bring between 7 and 8, and maybe more. But I got a friend that lives in Boonville. He wants one of those. I'm going to call him up and tell him, but I'm not going to bid on it.
What do you think is the most valuable item here? Any idea?
I saw a 1915 $10 gold piece over there. That's worth probably around $1,400 or $1,500 for that. And that's the biggest. And the Cougarans, well, they're worth about $1,800, and there's four or five of them over there. Yeah.
Ooh. I hear those get dropped in Salvation Army buckets at Christmas time sometimes.
Right.
So, cool.
I've heard that, too.
Terry Shackelford of Columbia. Anything else you want to mention we haven't talked about?
Nope, that's fine.
All right.
Good talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.